God.
Oh, Lord. I cannot believe
that you're that fat, but you are. So you shouldn't be so surprised.
No, I feel like Nip Van Winkle.
Ooh, what? Did you sleep until 3 p.m.?
Well, no, that would be an early day.
Ah. You just go to bed about 4 p.m., so it's fine.
As opposed to Big Fatty, who is becoming Fatty Von Tinkle.
And?
Ooh.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Meh.
God. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 4th of August, 20 and blinding 25. I'm one of your hosts, the one who just got blinded by the reflection off Big Fatty's bald head, Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Wonder if he's going bald. V-A-D-E-R is how you spell it. Larry H. Vader, there's a child screaming outside outside the window. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And joining me today.
Excuse me, I've got to go shred something. This is for Daniel Beaver, okay?
You know, it's always good when you shred a receipt that has no PII on it. But, you know,
that's all right.
It's Big Fatty, everyone. He is.
Hi.
He's got his Bucky shirt on, like he's ready to go to on the.
You got it.
Yes.
You got it.
Yeah.
Well, you know. So they're opening the new Bucky's in South Kakalaki, but it is not going to be between here and the Horror Motel. So
no.
You're just still no Bucky's on a route
no
that
Bucky's.
Most of us would travel.
Well,
Big Fatty, how are you? Happy Monday, even though we're recording
this
not on Monday.
Well, and by the time he... never mind.
Oh. I'm not... Y'all, we're recording early because, y'all, I'm not going to play the music.
It's too much!
I gotta go deal with hats on Sunday, I think.
So,
there's been an incident. But either way...
Does that lead us right into our new segment, a totally original segment with its own totally original music.
No, I'm not going to play the music. It's just, y'all, they're okay. Their health is okay, as okay as okay could be. They just, you know, there's a lot going on in Hatville. So, I just couldn't. Here's the thing, I am going at as you hear this in just a few days. I will be departing for the Lost Wages.
Oh.
Because, you know, I'm going
Saturday.
That's
when I'm not taking you to the
area of Puerto. Right. So
we all know it's Mexican.
Y'all, this is a quick trip. It's not to be confused with the QT, the good hot dog gas station. But y'all, so first of all, it's tax-free weekend. Don't leave the house. Whatever you do, don't leave the house.
I didn't.
Thank God, because y'all, there was a moment in time about 10 a.m. where I was debating if I should just drive off a cliff instead of continuing on.
You would have had a long drive because we don't have any cliffs
right
here.
Well, I do. I have a friend named Cliff. But y'all, either way, there's a child on a Barbie Jeep, y'all, and she's the cutest little girl. She's about 2 years old, and she's on a Barbie Jeep. Her father is much cuter, and they've just gotten her the Barbie Jeep, y'all. She's driving around outside my window, and she's just laughing, and I'm just like, as long as she doesn't drive into the jalopy, but...
Oh,
yeah.
Speaking of the jalopy, but,
well, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that. That was a teaser. They call it.
Yeah, there's a jalopy update. But y'all, some stuff has been happening at the coal mine, and y'all, a little project that we're working on. Y'all, we've been getting ghosted. It's worse than that grin doctor. With some things.
Let me check it right now.
Hi. And y'all, we had to move on. We had to move on from this one coal miner because he wouldn't reply and whatever. So we reached out to the second one that we were thinking, you know, he's got a big coal mine weekend coming up this year. We thought it'd be really fun. Y'all, he's doing some really cool stuff. We were going to go chat with him about it, and he's in the Atlanta. And so we reached out and we said, you know, I said, well, I'm going to the Lost Wages on Saturday, but I have no issues changing my ticket to leave from Atlanta. And if we could meet with you on Friday, then that way the coal mine just has to get me to the Atlanta. And truthfully, it works out better for everyone because there are a lot more flights from Atlanta to a United hub every day than there are from Charleston to a United hub every day. So I wouldn't have to leave at 6 a.m. in the morning. And he said, okay, well,
is that a.m. in the morning?
It is. And y'all, the 6 a.m. in the morning is not ideal. And so, and you know, this way there's all sorts of options. I could leave at like 11 a.m. in the morning and still get there about the same time. It was going to work out great. So he said, well, I'll let you know. And y'all, the man will not reply. And so now yesterday I got 3 texts from him and he said, I'll call you later. Y'all, it is now the next day at 5 p.m. Have not heard from him.
Well, it sounds to me like there won't be a meeting with him.
Correct. Because y'all, we're getting towards that, like it is the very last minute, tickets would be very expensive, blah, blah, blah. And y'all, I understand that we could drive to no. We're not driving to Atlanta on Thursday and driving back on Friday. We're not doing it. We're too old for that. So
correct.
Now, y'all, a 25-year-old Larry H. Vader would have probably done that, but a not 25-year-old, a 40-year-old Larry H. Vader.
I'm sorry. It cut out right there for a second.
It's amazing how that happens. So, but the flip side of that being, if he could do it the day after I come back, I could fly into the Atlanta instead of home. And then and just kind of do that all in reverse. Either way, y'all cannot get the man. It's been very frustrating. But my point is, y'all, I might be leaving on Thursday morning for the Atlantas on an area play. Don't know.
So basically,
I can't get the Hats leaving. The whole weekend.
You're leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when you'll be back again.
Right. Correct. And y'all, the other part to that is, if I'm just going to Lost Wages for a little concert and a beverage, no beverage at the Fun Hog Ranch. Y'all, I'm only going to pack shorts and t-shirts and I'm just going to carry my bag on because I do not need to check a bag for shorts and t-shirts for 4 nights. But y'all, if I got to do the coal mine business and take the fancy pants and the shoe and the, you know, nicer shirt and all that, y'all, I don't know that I can fit the extra shoe in the carry-on bag. I might be able to.
Well, I don't know. If you take out the emergency snacks.
Why? No. Absolutely not. We're not going to ruin this trip. You know, I'm not going to take out the Aldi coffee pods either. Like, there are things that we will not sacrifice. And
you know, there are things that you'll give up, but, you know, there comes a time.
Right.
And there is a line that will not be crossed.
Y'all, I cannot stand the Keurig pods in the motel room. It is not the kind of coffee I like, but it's real easy to pack 2 pods per day. And then I have coffee that, while it's not the highest quality coffee, it's coffee that I don't mind drinking. So
Right.
So that's kind of that's how I roll. And that way, y'all, I won't have a car in Lost Wages. And it's going to be 110 degrees every day. I'm not walking.
Used to that.
Well,
you're used to that.
Y'all, when I tell you that it has not, well, as we record this, 20 degrees cooler than it was the day before at the same time. And while it's still warm, especially for those of you not from the South, y'all, you don't regret life when you leave the house. Let's put it like that. So,
well, it depends on who you are.
Well, that's true. Well, but some of those people can't leave the house without mobility anyway. Mm. But y'all
should have gotten that acorn. Oh.
Y'all, let's. Is it still recording? Yes. Let's do this.
Oh. Oh.
Y'all, there was an incident. And y'all, Big Fatty was no help. None at all.
Absolutely none.
None. Y'all, I woke up to a push notification on my iOS devices on, what day was that, Thursday? Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday morning. Y'all, because thank God I wasn't supposed to be in D.C. like the rest of my crew that I work with. But y'all, I woke up to the notification that said, pull over now, your tire is dangerously flat or something. And so I thought, y'all, it stormed Wednesday night. So I just thought, you know, it had been 180 degrees on Tuesday and then it rained and the temperature dropped. So it probably just lowered the pressure in the tire. Y'all, incorrect. Y'all, she was flat. So,
as a pancake.
Well, no, and it really wasn't that flat. It had enough air that y'all, my little portable air compressor broke last time Big Fatty used it. And so I had bought the stuff. Yeah, the jar broke the plug, and then I never fixed it. I just kept putting it back together. And
remember that.
Yeah, and then it popped and whatever. And, you know, I had bought a new plug, but I have not had a need for said air compressor. So, y'all, here I am sitting on my couch at whatever time of the morning on Wednesday morning wiring a new plug in for my little portable air compressor. So y'all got her pumped up, went and got a coffee, and then went to the tire.
Hello.
Could I have taken my coffee with me? Yeah. Did I? No. And went, y'all, the good discount tire said, Larry, you can drop it off, but we cannot get to it until about 4 p.m. We are just that busy. And, you know, if you'd gotten here at 7 and waited in line, and I said, all right, whatever. So, y'all, I went to the Mavis Tire and Brake, which...
How is Mavis?
Y'all, I don't love Mavis. I did go there. I took the previous jalopy there, and and I will say it's 100 times better than it was. I think that industry is finally kind of settled. And, y'all, it seemed like they never had enough people working. And they couldn't get enough help. There weren't enough people working inside, checking you, whatever. Y'all, it used to be the Hill Tire. And I love the Hill Tire.
And Mavis came in and just ruined it.
Ruined it. But anyway, y'all went up there and I... said, you know, we went through the whole thing about her being the e-jalopy, and they said, oh, we can handle that. Y'all, they couldn't even get the damn thing to turn on. So I had to go out and whatever, help them with all that. But they got in there, y'all, they brought what was in the tire in. And when I say that it was about the size of a railroad spike, I am not exaggerating. And he said, yeah, we can't patch it. Like, that's just, it wouldn't be safe to patch it. And I agreed. Like, y'all, it was an inch wide. Like, the width of this thing was an inch. And the length was probably, I'd say that's about 4 inches. So, how it got in the tire, I do not know. It was a big hunk of metal. And so, y'all had to buy a new tire on Wednesday morning, which, again, he was hot. And he couldn't have been more apologetic. And I said, why are you apologizing? Like, I figured there was a 2 in 10 chance walking in here at least or only of getting it patched. Because how many times do you go to get a tire? Excuse me, a little gassy. How many times do you go and get a tire patched and actually get it patched? It's always, you can't do that. No.
So nope, that's right on the edge.
Right on the edge, yeah.
Right. Mm-mm.
So either way, y'all had to get a new tire. So that's how my Wednesday started. But
So you have three tires that don't match the new one.
It's the exact same tire. It's the same brand and everything.
Oh, okay. It just looks cleaner.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I don't have that many miles on the car. So as I told the neighbor whose child is driving the Barbie Jeep outside, she is one of the people who checks you in at the Mavis Tire. So, and I had just seen her the day before because I got their Amazon package. And so I had taken it over to Hot. Y'all, they made a child, and this child is going to have to be Miss America or Miss Ukraine.
There she is.
Based on the appearance of the two of them,
America.
This child is going to have to be stunningly beautiful. But
well, plus that, and you know, having spent her early years in the Vader family compound,
right. Well, she'll be. You know, we trained them. We trained them for not. You know, this is not like a militia. We trained them for the beauty pageants. But yeah. So, yeah, okay. So that was my tire. Y'all, it was not a big deal, but it is not how I wanted to start my Wednesday. Let's
just
put it that
just
way.
Out of curiosity, what does a tire for the Tessellator cost?
So a single tire, so of course you get a discount on four, but a single tire, including tax and installation,
is the same price as a set of four.
Was $430. Yeah. So welcome to tires. Yeah, they were Michelin's. Michelin something or another. But yeah. Luckily there was, you know, they didn't have
one. You gotta pay for those restaurants somehow.
Right. Yeah. Well, they can't give the stars if they don't have any money to send people out to eat the food.
Correct.
Y'all, they I can look it up really quick, but yeah, they Michelin. There it is. Da-da-da-da. The base price of the tire before anything else. Let's see, high performance. Oh dear Lord! All right, I don't know.
How much would it have been at the discount tire?
It would have been less for sure. But they charge less for installation at the discount. Mm. So
that Mavis, that's how they get you.
If you have it, I'm sure they're not all created equal, and I'm sure that there are some bad ones out there. But yeah, I have been nothing but impressed with Discount Tire over the last few years that we've had one here in the Charlestons. And y'all, if you buy your tires from them and you don't have to buy a warranty, if you just get a flat, y'all, they'll patch it for free. It's the little stuff like that.
Well, except for this time when it.
Well, I didn't. Well,
we
I
can't
there was
really
no
patch that.
Right. Well, but they would have. Yeah, if I'd bought my tires from them, the warranty for those, you know, being so new, they would have. Anyway, but since these were bought with the car from the manufacturer. I didn't get any like, it's Michelin says you can have $200 off a new one, you know, whatever. So.
Should have bought that tire warranty. I'm sure they tried to sell you.
Right. No, they didn't. But Tesla, I still have Tesla Roadside, which would cover the repair of the tire and the getting the car to a place to fix it. But y'all, I could drive. That was all just unnecessary to mess with that. So I just did it. Either way, all good. And that's that. And y'all, so far, no other large hunks of metal in the tire. So.
And you still don't know where that came from.
Not a clue. I drove home on Tuesday. I was able to drive home on the interstates. Usually I cannot do that because there's so much traffic, but I think I left the coal mine fairly late on Tuesday. So I am assuming it flew off of a truck on the interstate since I've almost died driving that route a handful of times in the last since COVID. So I can only assume that that's what it was. But, you know, I didn't go anywhere else. I didn't go to the grocerarium. I didn't, you know, I don't have to go to gas stations. I just came home. So, excuse me, y'all. I'm drinking the bubbly water. So, and y'all, I've got the chana masala simmering downstairs.
I don't know what that is.
Delicious is what it is.
But okay.
I was looking for the frozen garlic. I refuse to use the jarlic. And there's nothing wrong with it. I understand people like it. I do not. But I like the little frozen pods of it that are the equivalent of one clove. I think they taste good and they last forever because it's frozen. But y'all could not find it. Went to the Harris Teeter today. Because I needed garbanzo beans. I needed chickpeas.
Now where? Just out of curiosity, where does one find the frozen garlic in the freezer section?
I normally buy it at the Target, and they have frozen garlic, frozen ginger, and frozen cooked onions, sauteed onions as well. And it's near where like the French fries are. It's in that.
Oh, the French fried potatoes. Okay.
You know, they don't have a lot of frozen stuff at the Target. Y'all, the last place I was going on tax-free Saturday was to the Target. I looked in the Harris Teeter and, they did not have that, and I did need ginger. Y'all, luckily, I was able to buy a 30-cent piece of ginger because I don't need much. I think I need a tablespoon of grated ginger for this recipe. So,
did it call for a dash of Marianne?
No, it didn't. I can't wait to try this because when we were in the Orlandos visiting that Daniel J. Brewer, we went in the Spice and Tea Exchange there in Winter Garden.
Now,
we have the same store here in Charleston, but it's downtown. I'm not going to go there. But I got this really expensive high-end garam masala. So I am super excited. It smelled amazing when I put 2 tablespoons of that in the old chana masala. So I am super excited for that. And Big Fat, if you want, I'll bring you a little bit to taste. It probably would make you very gassy.
I was going to say, and tomorrow you'll be having explosive diarrhea.
There's nothing. It's y'all, chana masala. Chana is, I believe, chickpea or whatever they call that. But masala is like tomato gravy. So it's basically chickpeas and tomato gravy. And the spices are garam masala, which is just a mixture of like,
all spice.
Cumin. Yeah, it's cumin. It's an Indian spice mix. Coriander and oregano. That's all that's the spices. Oh, and chili powder.
You know, is Cory from the upstate Anders, or is that a different branch of the Anders family?
It's a different branch. They're from like around York County, South Carolina.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, okay. It's
those folks. So. But anyway, so y'all, in 2 weeks, if someone reminds me, I'll report back on how the garam masala... Or excuse me, the chana masala turned out.
And you say that because we won't be here next week.
Correct. Y'all, since I will be in the Lost Wages, I am not going to try to get enough interwebs in Las Vegas to record a show.
No. And so basically what we need to do is we need to wish Dr. Stone, a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. A week from today as we're recording.
Oh, wow. I'll have to remember to tip-a-tap him when I'm in the area of Puerto next Saturday.
You should.
Yeah, and then if Doc Stone has a little birthday coming up, I believe that means someone else has a little birthday coming up.
Absolutely. Straight Bob. His is on the 14th. And, you know, we can't forget the old gal and Myron. They have an anniversarium on the 13th.
Ooh.
So.
Well.
Anyway.
You know, that sounds about right. I don't think we missed anybody. So, speaking of birthdays.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive. Five!
All right, everyone, it's time to play that game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day. Easy for me to say. And I'm going to tell you if they're dead or alive, and I probably have to guess about that. But then I'm going to educate you on who they are and why you'd know them, because, of course, they're terrible. People, terrible people.
Mm. John Venn.
John Venn. He is dead as a doornail.
Yes, okay.
Y'all, he is the creator of the Venn number. That's what they named after him, and that's the vehicle identification number.
The Venns. Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. John Venn is indeed dead, and he was an English mathematician, and he's famous for the Venn diagram, which has nothing to do with a Venn number. But that was I have to give you credit. That was pretty good. Pretty good.
I'm firing on all cylinders today.
Yeah, so there you okay. Go. Bobby Buntrock.
Bobby Buntrock. Y'all, also, gone on to glory. Y'all, Bobby Buntrock was one of the writers, the illustrators for that Flintstones Hanna-Barbera cartoon, and they named Bedrock after him.
Yeah. Right. And the town down the road was Buntrock, right?
Correct.
Okay. Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, knows the answer to this one. I guarantee it. Bobby Buntrock is alive, and he's an actor, and he played Harold Baxter on the TV series Hazel. You know, that's the one with Shirley Booth.
I've never heard of that. All right, moving on.
All right. Yeah. Let's see. There's somebody, I think. Barack Obama.
Ooh. Y'all, he's alive. His career's dead.
Oh.
Yeah. I hear his wife is fabulous, though.
He is alive, and I don't know about his career. Hakeem Jeffries.
Oh, Hakeem Jeffries is alive. And y'all, you would know that Hakeem Jeffries. Y'all, he is... Well, I can't remember who he is. He is an... I was going to go real, and then I realized I don't remember who he is. Yeah, Hakeem Jeffries is one of the sports ball players. He plays the football, I believe it is, Kansas City? No.
Kansas City, yeah. Kansas City. Okay. Hakeem Jeffries is indeed alive, and he's an American attorney and politician and the first minority House leader in the U.S. House of Representatives.
Where's he from? What state does he represent?
He is from Brooklyn, New York.
Ah, okay. Would you have known that if it weren't written right there in front of you on that computer screen?
Yes, I would have.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, how about that? How about I hate politics? Which is easy. That's easy to do. American politics, dead. All right, moving forward. Yeah. So...
We don't have time for any more.
Oh, this is where you usually say, do we have time for one more? And I usually say,
all right, well, do we have time for one more?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, just one more. Greta Gerwig.
Oh, Greta Gerwig is dead. Y'all, she was a stage actress for many, many years on the Broadway and things.
Best known?
Ooh,
her best known role
was, I would say, something about, it involves singing.
It was the singing Broadway person.
Yeah.
Greta Gerwig is alive. She's an American actress and film director, and directed Lady Bird, Little Women, and Come on, Barbie, Let's Go Party.
Horrifying. All right.
So
I hope she.
And she was born in Sack of Tomatoes. Oh,
I wonder if she knows any of the Chubbs Gone Wild.
Could be. So, you'll be in Lost Wages next week.
Toot toot.
And
yes, toot-toot. I'm very excited. Very excited. I need
Big Fatty. Big Fatty's heading to the Hot Dog Down the Hallway weekend on Thursday.
I assume Doc Stone's coming to celebrate his birthday.
Never again. But Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee will be there, as will DJ Ron and Gary with two R's and Gay Country Wes, not spelled C-U-N-T. However...
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Hmm. No, I'm not going to go there.
No.
It's just... Oh, by the way, Mrs. Lauren is back home and almost shot herself.
Oh, y'all, I was in the grocery store today and immediately had to come home only to be rerouted through Ladson because of traffic.
Ooh.
And it was a Doc Stone moment.
Oh, so you? I thought that perhaps you felt like Mrs. La 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 Lauren.
Oh no! It was run to the turlet immediately upon entering the Vader family compound.
You didn't even go up the steps, did you?
No.
Well, that would have been Hansel and Gretel moment. Right.